direct from Minneapolis. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2016. Brought to you by Hims. Go make it happen with Go Vision, the new transportable video magnifier with optical character recognition and the ability to enlarge and customize files, photos, or videos from your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Hims. Lifestyle innovation. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to wonderful Minnesota. I am here with, crowdfunding extraordinaire, a woman who has figured out how to work it and do it so well with Elegant Insights. Laura Legendary, how have you been?
I'm doing great, and as far as the crowdfunding goes, I could tell you stories.
I was watching that with amazing interest and admiration, because it seems to be several types of crowdfunding does better in our community than others, and yours just really spoke to the community.
I don't know if it spoke to the community or I was just so annoying that they had to do something to quiet me.
There are annoying ones out there, but I don't know that yours was as bad as some others that just recently closed. You have been super busy at convention, so
yes.
I haven't had an opportunity to come by and see what is on your table, but fill the folks in at home what you brought and what's going on.
Sure. I have a table full of our gorgeous Elegant Insights Braille creations. We have necklaces, bracelets, and earrings, the traditional things that you would expect from, you know, a purveyor of jewelry.
Right.
But we also have some really fun accessories. We have purse charms because, you know, you have to have jewelry for your handbag.
Accessory, right.
We have cane charms because, mm-hmm. you know, why can't your cane be well accessorized? We have gift items like bookmarks and barware.
Okay.
One of my favorite things that we sell is we sell a set of 6 wine glass charms.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and they're all tactually and visually distinct.
Okay.
So if you're having a dinner party or a cocktail party and everyone needs to be able to identify which glass is theirs,
right.
Yeah, they're all different and they're all Braille embossed with a different word and they look different. So for people who have low vision, it would be easy to identify their own glass.
That could be used in some games for sure.
Depending on how much alcohol is being consumed.
I would agree. Yeah, that makes sense.
We also have some dog bone-shaped charms, because why can't your favorite furry four-legged companion have
right.
jewelry too?
Right.
And we have assorted other accessories that can be branded for a business, for example,
sure.
like key tags and that sort of thing. And our table is just full of really beautiful things for gifts.
You've done stuff for events, too, if I remember correctly.
Yes, mm-hmm, we have.
So that way it could be used as gift bag items at an event or
fundraisers.
Yeah
absolutely.
Especially for those, if you're community-minded or working at a radio reading service or something like that, and you want to have something that kind of evokes Braille and elegance to not just us who would be listening to this podcast, but visual people as well, because it is very tactile, but also very striking visually.
It's actually beautiful, and people sometimes ask me, why in the world would somebody want to wear something that has Braille on it? And I think that what gets by a lot of people, especially people who are sighted, is that Braille is beautiful.
Oh, sure.
It's really visually attractive. And so all of my jewelry is distinctive in the way it looks visually, because of course I want everyone who buys my things to get the same compliments
sure.
that everyone else gets.
Right.
But of course it's tactually interesting as well, and we do a lot of custom work. So if people want their own special message, a little love note or something that's personal to them,
mm-hmm.
we can custom emboss something for them. But to your point about the businesses, one of my favorite things to do is let people know that we can brand you in Braille. So if you're a vision-related nonprofit, service, agency, or organization, we can create something just for your business so that you can use it as a fundraiser or a thank you gift or a giveaway with your own company information on it. And that might be a cane charm, it could be a luggage tag, or a bookmark, a key tag. So we have all sorts of different options for promotional items we can use.
Yeah, you know, for people who don't know, some of the neck tattoos that are out there and people who do tattoos of barbed wire, why not Braille, right? Or I thought this was the Chinese symbol of hope. Yeah.
but you don't really know what it says, do you?
No. You go on Wikipedia, anything. You look upset, you know. So there's definitely that kind of thing, and so why not? At least you know that this is a language, you know it's conveying something, and it is, for those of us who want to make people aware, it's a great way to start a conversation.
And it's also a lovely way to memorialize or tributize someone. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of people who have loved ones that they want to be able to keep with them,
yeah.
And we braille emboss a special message or their initials or something, and it's a sentimental piece that they can wear that gives them comfort, and it's something touchable, it's tactile, and it gives you that tactile feedback that's very comforting.
Okay, so where can people follow you and learn more about what you sell and what you're doing, especially in regards to things in the future, which I'm sure you can't tell me about at the moment, but...
Well, we've always got new ideas in the pipeline, so check out our website at elegantinsightsjewelry.com, and we have a newsletter that people can sign up with. I also am pretty active on Twitter. I'm @@elegantinsights, and we're also on Facebook, so facebook.com/elegant.insights.
And when you're not doing podcasts about fashion?
That's right. I'm on iTunes and Google Play with the Fashionability Channel, which is a podcast about fashion and style for ladies and gentlemen who have disabilities. And most of your audience probably knows me from Accessible Info, where I tweet about accessibility and advocacy and assistive technology.
See, there you go. So she doesn't just talk it, she actually lives it. She's an embodiment of Braille right here. And if you want to know more, definitely head out to those sites. Follow her on Twitter. I have for years. Laura, it's always good to see you.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Absolutely. For Blind Bargains, HIMSS is ACB 2016 here in miraculous Minnesota.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.